Most people will have heard of Planet of the Apes in some form or another, but is it theoretically possible for an ape species to evolve to become more human-like? Well, the answer is possibly. In today's episode of Unusual As Usual, we're learning about Oliver the Humanzee. Oliver was a chimpanzee born in the Democratic Republic of Congo in 1957. He was acquired by animal trainers Frank and Janet Berger in 1960, and they observed some physical and behavioural evidence which led them to believe Oliver was perhaps a human-chimp hybrid, a humanzee if you will. Oliver had a small head, his face was flatter than the average chimpanzee's. He had a pronounced nose and had the habit of walking upright on two legs rather than on his knuckles. Some people say he was the missing link, some kind of throwback between arthropod ancestors to modern day man. The term missing link is not used by biologists because it implies that the evolutionary process is a linear phenomenon and that forms originate consecutively in a chain. Instead, the term last common ancestor is preferred since evolution is a branching process. That said, Oliver had striking human features. His head was bald, he lacked the chimpanzee's trademark short white beard and pronounced forward jaw. He had pointed ears, placed much higher than usual, and even had freckles. In 1975, Frank and Janet sold Oliver to a Manhattan lawyer called Michael Miller. Miller planned to present Oliver to the American Museum of Natural History, who he imagined would give him a pat on the back, maybe an award, and would probably want to keep Oliver so that their experts could study him. However, that wasn't the case. With no facilities to hold Oliver, Miller decided to go back to the Bergers and arranged to board Oliver there, which Frank was more than happy to do for an additional $500 a month. In January of 1976, a reporter got wind of the news, and the story broke. Miller issued a statement and produced photos of Oliver, which appeared in newspapers around the world the very next day. With the media fighting for a chance to see the missing link in person, Miller scheduled a press conference in New York City. Meanwhile, officials from a Japanese television network approached him with an offer. They would not only pay him, but also fund additional scientific studies to be carried out in Japan, including genetic tests. In exchange, they would have the rights to reveal the results in a nationally televised program. To Miller, this seemed like the perfect opportunity to determine Oliver's true nature, to increase his public exposure and, possibly, make a little money in the process. Oliver and Miller spent 3 weeks on tour in Japan, with TV cameras following their every move. Oliver was dressed in a tux for dinner. He was filmed smoking a cigar and watching TV. He wore a kimono, getting ready for bed, all for the benefit of the TV show. At one point, scientists placed Oliver on a device called a gravicoder, which indicated that his center of gravity resembled a human being's more than a chimpanzee's. Preliminary genetic tests indicate that he had 47 chromosomes, one more than a human and one less than a chimpanzee. However, the results were kept ambiguous enough not to ruin a big reveal. Reportedly, up to 26 million people watched the Japanese broadcast. In 1977, Miller, after having Oliver for less than a year, gave him to Ralph Helfer, an animal trainer who housed Oliver in his Gentle Jungle exhibit before finally closing in 1982. Helfer gave Oliver to one of his trainers, Ken Deckeru, who owned an exotic animal rental company supplying animals for various TV shows. Stage managing Oliver was never easy, so he did very little work in front of the camera. A couple of television commercials and small movie roles, but nothing major. his biggest role being in a Dick Clark TV show called Animals Are the Funniest People, where he played the president in a comedy skit. He was also featured on an episode of Unsolved Mysteries on the Discovery Channel. Oliver was once again sold, this time in 1989, to the Berkshire Corporation, a Pennsylvania laboratory leasing out animals for scientific and cosmetic testing. He was never leased out for experiments, but for the next 9 years, his home was a tiny, cramped cage. In 1996, Primarily Primates, an animal sanctuary, petitioned to allow Oliver and 13 other chimpanzees to be transferred to them for retirement. Due to pressure in 1998, Berkshire Corporation allowed the move, which became the first attempt anywhere to retire chimps to a sanctuary after they'd been used in medical experiments. After 9 long years, Oliver had ended up at a spacious open-air cage at Primarily Primates, Texas, where he lived out the remainder of his life with another chimpanzee, a gentle female known as Raisin. She was placed with Oliver for companionship, since Oliver's advanced age and years in the research lab had left him arthritic, mostly blind, and unable to interact daily with younger, more boisterous chimpanzees at the sanctuary. Oliver died in his sleep on the 2nd of June 2012, with Raisin by his side. He was at least 55 years old. Perhaps Oliver was a cross between a gorilla and a pygmy chimp, or possibly an unknown species of one or the other. Or maybe he was the missing link after all. I'm going to leave you with a quote from one of his past owners, Ralph Helfer. He said, "I don't think Oliver was a missing link, but something happened back there in the forest. This was not a regular chimp." And there we have it, Oliver the Humanzee. How about you? Do you think he could have been the missing link? Let me know in the comment section below. And as always, don't forget to like and subscribe. That's all we've got time for today, but I'll see you all next week. And remember, stay unusual as usual.